This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
Welcome to the Rocky Mountain Voices and Connect weekly podcast.
Hi, this is Sydney Tedrow with Rocky Mountain Voices, and I'm here with Colin Kelly, executive editor for Connect Magazine, and we're here for this week's ConnectCast. Welcome.
Hey, Sydney. It's good to be here.
Well, good. Well, I think we have a number of exciting news. It seems like every week we're talking about either new companies getting additional funding or, you know, exciting things happening in our economic community, and this week is no different. So it looks, one of the deals that closed this week was Coherex. They closed an $8.5 million round of funding that included VSpring Capital and Oxford Bioscience. You want to tell us a little bit about the deal?
Sure, yeah. Coherex is a young company. They were formerly called Proximar, and then they changed their name to Coherex recently. Coherex has a new flat stent, which is a small device that's used to close a PFO in the heart. And PFO stands for patent form and oval. And a PFO is a small hole in the heart that everyone is born with. But most adults, the hole closes by the time you reach 1 or 2 years old. But about 20% of humans, actually, the hole does not close, and you're left with life. Usually it doesn't cause a lot of problems, but it's been known to cause migraines as well as some other problems as well. In the past, most doctors have not elected to close a PFO because it's been a very risky surgery. Now with the new Coherex flat stent, is what it's called, it makes it a lot easier to close this hole. So you may see a larger number of patients actually electing under their doctor's supervision to get this hole closed. It's some exciting news for Coherex. Coherex is run by a guy named Rich Linder, and this is his second company that he started in the medical device industry. Rich helped start Rubicon Medical a few years ago, which developed a similar product for breaking up clots inside of a blood vein. Rich developed the Rubicon Medical stent product and was eventually sold to Boston Scientific for about $80 million towards the end of 2005. So Rich is at it again with this new product. If I remember right, the stent from Coherex was developed kind of an offshoot from the University of Utah and some of the doctors up there.
That's very cool. It's such a great thing, you know, that really does make life better for people. Is the new flat stent, is it available today? So is that procedure actually actively being done, or is it still in various testing stages?
Yeah, they're still in the early stages of R&D and early testing. The way the medical industry works here in America is kind of interesting. Large medical device companies don't actually do much of their own product development. They leave it to small startups across the country that usually are highly innovative and come up with one, maybe two very specific medical device products. And then these small companies will get a little bit of seed funding. They'll do all the R&D, and then they'll start animal trials and then human trials. And then usually the way it works is right when you get to the phase 3 clinical trial in human stage, which is right before the FDA will give you your final approval. Then these companies start to shop themselves around to larger medical device companies. And the reason is it just takes an enormous amount of resources and cash to build a huge nationwide sales force. And it just you just can't get there without tons and tons of money. So you see these smaller companies being bought by the big boys, big pharmaceuticals, big medical device companies like Boston Scientific. And I'm sure that's where Coherex is headed as well.
Absolutely. And it's actually just great to see those startups here. We have such a great community on, you know, in the medical field and in the health sciences and with, you know, educational institutions like University of Utah. I'd love to see those feeding in, fueling these startups, and that really contribute to society as a whole. I think it's just a great part of the bioscience culture we have around here. So another kind of item this week is the community announced that Seth Godin is coming to Utah on May 24th, which is a great win for the state. And it's just great to have those industry influencers and speakers, you know, participating and coming into our community for education, for visibility, and just for the overall community as a whole. Any thoughts on it?
Yeah, Seth is just one of the great marketing gurus. He's very well known across the country, not quite as well known here in Utah, but thanks to the hard efforts of Phil Burns, one of our local tech guys, Seth is coming on May 24th, and I guess he's going to be at the Salt Palace from 1 until 4 p.m. Costs $50 if you want to see him, and that includes 5 copies of Seth's new book. So I encourage everyone to sign up. You can't pay enough to go see Seth. His words are absolute gold. And the easiest way to register is to go to wordmob.com, WORDMOB.com. And there's a few registration links there that you can follow.
That's right. And if you have any questions, I'm sure you can shoot those over to Phil and he will be happy to answer. And then in addition to that, just as a quick note for everyone, the Utah Valley Entrepreneurial Forum is accepting nominations for the top 25 under 5. I can't remember how long this program has been going, but it's been a great awards program that's really focused, I think, on those young startups under 5 that are really seeing great things happen for them.
Yeah, you know, I can't say enough good things about the Utah Valley Entrepreneurial Forum. They've been very active the last few years. They have a monthly meeting with always awesome speakers. It's a fun event to go to. If you get a chance to make it down to Utah County once a month, try to go to this event. And then they have a few awards. And one of their great award ceremonies, the top 25 under 5, where they announce their favorite 25 companies that are 5 years or younger. And the way to get on the list is to be nominated. Nominations are open until July 12th. So if you know a company that's 5 years or younger that you'd like to nominate, go to UVEF.net, and there's an entry form there that you can download.
That's right, and I can attest to that. We participated in the program a number of years and won across a number of categories, and it was overall just a great experience, a great program, great visibility for what's happening with those young companies under 5 years old. I think that wraps it up for this week's ConnectCast and the top stories out of Utah. Appreciate you joining us, and join us next week. Thanks so much, Colin.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.